Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Said that I could do things my own way.
This is your way? Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hey everyone, it's Carly. This is Friday night. This is Daytime After Dark. And a couple of announcements before I bring my wonderful co-host on the line. Two things. Next week, I don't think we are going to have a show because it's 4th of July, and I know most people want to go see the fireworks, and I think I might want to actually go see the fireworks somewhere. Or just stay home and watch TV and pretend I'm seeing the fireworks. Pretend I have some kind of Friday night plan when I really don't. That might be a good plan, people. We are talking about all the soaps. We are talking about the Emmys tonight. So get your phone out and call 1-347-850-8721. And it's, you know, in 90 minutes that you can have fun, pour yourself a drink, you know, get a little drunk if you want, you know. And I'm going to let my co-host on. April is not going to be able to join us tonight, but Anthony is here, and my other partner in crime should be here shortly. Hey, you.
Hey, how are you?
I'm so glad you called in. We really missed you last week. I can say for sure I missed you. I really did, by the way.
Thank you so much. I have two things to say. First, I have gone through the week from hell, and it's only been looking forward to this and actually watching the shows that have gotten me through it. And secondly, I have a statement from Kathy. It came in about 2 hours ago, but I was still catching up on work that I missed the beginning of the week. If you want, I can read it to you privately, but it's for us and for her and for the fans.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
It says, "Hey, Anthony, I'd like to apologize again for all the confusion and changes of time, etc. Please send my apology to Carly and the audience. This has been a week like I haven't seen in a very long time. However, it's been filled with many blessings, so although we didn't get to make it work this week and I am on vacation the next for the 4th, I promise the following Friday I will absolutely be on the live show for our chat and fan questions. Thanks again for all your patience and support. Love, Cassie."
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah, that's cool. And that one day before July 7th or July 9th, whatever that day is, we will be having Lucas from General Hospital on.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. I'm getting every gay guy on here. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, people. But, you know, the gay guys on the show are really hot right now, and it's really unfair because they are gay, so it makes me want them more. I don't get that, but it does. So what did you think of the Emmys?
I just have to say it's only unfair to certain populations. It's very fair to someone like me. I love all the attention that the gay boys are getting on the various shows.
Yeah, I think it's about time.
Absolutely. And you know, as far as General Hospital and Days of Our Lives, they are portraying it with such class. You know, you look at shows like Modern Family, and it's funny and it's cute, but, you know, the big burly one, he's straight in real life. So why couldn't he be like a gay lumberjack? He's straight in real life with a wife and kids. So why couldn't he have a more masculine persona? You know, I love the way they're not nellying out the characters on Days in general, at least. You know, they're not stereotypical as much as most of the primetime shows. The Emmys, I was mortified for anyone who may have tuned in,
yes,
who's not a daytime fan. I was shocked, saddened, and just outright mortified at how bad the whole thing was. The pre-show was just absolutely wow. Kathy had funny moments, but it was just bad, in my opinion, personally.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know I didn't call this, but I thought it was a train wreck. The only funny part I thought was when Jill Phelan Phelps, you know, was giving her speech and Kathy Griffin, you know, said basically time's up. Okay, that kind of made me laugh. But, you know, besides that, you know, I want it back on TV. You know, I've got so many complaints because people missed it. They forgot about it because it wasn't on TV. You know, we need it back on TV next year because there was a lot of complaints.
You know, I have to say, I really believe that the powers that be behind the scenes are trying to just rid the world of the daytime Emmys, period.
Yep.
Because if they were trying to produce a show that was going to be television worthy for, or that would prove that they're television worthy for next year, then whoever those people are need to not only lose their jobs, but they also need a little bit of counseling, because it was just bad. It was bad all around.
Yeah, and people were saying that Kathy Griffin was drunk. I don't know if that was true, but she looked kind of, drunk. I don't know. And people were saying, why did they pick her as the host? What was they thinking and all that?
Well, my little birdie behind the scenes told me that they had approached 6 different daytime personalities. I can't say who they are. Because I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm not like tweeting something that I don't know who they are. But they approached 6 different daytime personalities and were emphatically turned down. And they didn't want to go kind of D-list. So, they went C-list with Kathy, so to speak. I know her show was called The D-List, I'm making a joke, but, it was just wrong. She obviously doesn't watch the shows, and anything that she has watched, it's for fun or for her own comedy. It was just bad all around. And the pre-show with those 2 lunatics was so disrespectful to all of the personalities. I found myself cringing over. In fact, I was on Twitter with Celia. And we were joking back and forth, and I was like, I can't watch this. I'm literally about to hurl. I need to get a tequila bottle. And that's exactly what I did. A couple of shots in, it was so bad, but I didn't feel like I was going to throw up anymore.
Oh, we have a call. Good. I mean, but 503?
Oh, shit.
503, you're on the air.
Oh, crap. I hit the wrong button. Hello.
Hello, Gino.
Hi, I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. I've had issues with my phone lately. Well, more the operator, but...
What's up, girl?
How is everybody? Yeah. I heard the Kathy Griffin thing, and when isn't she drunk? She's drunk on that show all the time, and I don't even watch that show, but the few times I've tuned in, her and that other lady, can't think of her name, are always wasted.
No, but I mean, the Emmys were so bad.
Are you talking about the soap ones?
Yeah, people are calling it the train wreck of all train wrecks. That's what people are calling
it. Well, how do people watch it?
Well,
it wasn't on TV, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was broadcast. It was streamed online, and it was meant to, celebrate. And I kind of feel like it was the last nail in the coffin. I don't think we're gonna see another daytime Emmys.
Yeah, because I didn't. It had only been online. Because I didn't see it on TV at all.
I think this is the last one that will ever be broadcast, and we'll see highlights from, a little dinner that's put on for now on, and this was it.
So she got really bad reviews. I tuned in late. What were you guys saying? That she was she was the host?
Yeah,
she was the host. She was drunk, and some of her comedy was inappropriate. Some of it was generally funny. I'll give her, she had her moments. The 2 girls that the if you can call them women, because the class level of them, in the pre-show, they were animals and disrespectful to the personalities and just stupid. I don't like to use that word, but they were stupid.
Huh. I have to watch it. Can you go online and watch?
Yeah, my suggestion to you is to go to YouTube and hit the highlights, because if you try to go from, for the 3 hours of the actual broadcast, you'll probably end up, like I did, 5 shots into a tequila bottle.
Yeah.
Hey, but But that would be cool. I mean, no, okay, I'm bad.
No, I would rather just see the highlights, too, so they probably have a highlight thing.
Yeah, YouTube, there's a bunch of them. If you want to just email me, I'm Anthony31C at Twitter, at Facebook, and everywhere else you can imagine. And I'll send you the links to the highlights.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I think you're right. This is the last year that we will see it, which I think is sucked. What did you think about the winners, Anthony? I'm sorry. I saw Days of Our Life so good. Sorry, I the whole time when I heard why and all got it, I'm like,
Okay. Here's my rundown on the top four, the top five.
Okay.
Here's my opinions on the top five. Tracy, a.k.a. Jane Elliott, was robbed. I saw all the reels this year, and the race was between her and Connie, Kelly Sullivan. I don't know how Victoria got it. I'm sorry. I enjoy Victoria, but her reel was very flat. It really was Tracy's
okay.
year.
I mean, I enjoy Victoria, too, but...
I agree on Brady. I think it was a good call. I think it was well-deserved. I also agree on Eileen. Kristen, everyone had predicted, she wasn't, and it was going to be another year for Heather Tom. And I kept saying from the gate, what she submitted, the year that she had was stellar. She deserved it. I was so glad she got it. As far as Y&R taking, I was, again, mortified. I thought, they have had such a transitional year. It's been up. It's been down. It's been bad. The reel that they submitted was, again, flat. It didn't give any pull. It didn't have any emotional punch. So when they called out Young and the Restless, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I thought for sure it was going to Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, me too. I was, and I probably will get in trouble for saying this later, but, maybe I can just erase this episode. But with all the behind-the-scenes crap, too, and everything, I was thinking there's no way they are going to get it. There's no way. The storyline has not been there, like, Days of Our Life. And I'm like, okay, there's no way. And I kept saying that myself. And I'm like, when they got it, I'm like, what? I mean, whoever does the whatever there, I want to know who does it. I want to know what goes on behind the scenes to make the call who
okay,
they do.
This is how it works. They submit a two-episode reel, and it's got to be either a wraparound from a Friday to a Monday or Monday to Tuesday, Wednesday, and it's based upon those two episodes. It's called The Reel, and the voters get all the reels for all the shows, so they have to watch, there were four this year nominated, they have to watch 8 hours, and they have to decide which is the best of those 8 hours. And then that's how it's voted on.
When you could not even watch the show the whole time, and then you're basing it off 8 hours?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, and like I said, the reels that were sent in for other shows were powerfully emotionally driven, and it just, I don't understand. This was a sentimental year for Y&R. It has to be because looking at the reels, there's no way. It's not deserved. I will say it outright. I've said it on all my social media sites, and I will say it right here. It was not deserved. Days of Our Lives was robbed. The reel was powerful. It was punchy. It had comedy, but it was based on emotion. And, as far as the year in itself, Days of Our Lives has made a stellar comeback as far as storyline and keeping us interested, whereas Young and the Restless, there is so much chatter as to what are they doing, what is going on over there. They're changing core characters, personalities, and none of us were scratching our head and going, what the heck is going on?
I mean, one thing I didn't get, and maybe you can explain this to me, they got this for the special episode or special class with the Jeannie Cooper episode. And I was thinking in my head, okay, yeah, they did a good job there. But I was thinking when Edward died, when, you know, Francis Lee died, no one got a special class for that, and now what, they made it up? So I've never heard of
yeah,
that.
They basically made it up. They thought that it would, having announced that early on, that it would bring viewers in. And rightfully so, they should have thought that, and they should have said that. You know, the difference, I think, if you ask them, the justification, that would be, well, you know, Edward was played by two people. You know, she had been on for 45 years versus him, who had only been on for 19, and so on and so forth. You know, honestly, when you take an icon award like that and create it, then you better follow it up next year with something. I don't think they were worried about it because I don't think they want there to be a next year.
Yeah, exactly. But this, you know, I will always say Dave got robbed, and it makes me mad because Dave is finally at a point where it's actually so good right now. I mean,
they're not voting on the last couple of months. They're not voting on, you know, they're voting on episodes that were months and months and months ago. And even with what was submitted, you can see it. You can find it online. I'll send you the links to the reels that were submitted. Based upon what was submitted, Dave got robbed, and that's everybody feels that way. So, or I should say, a huge majority feels that way. I was quite frankly very happy to see One Life to Live was got the two that they got. Not that it's going to do anything for One Life to Live. You know, I think that, you know, those two, they're gone, they're dead, they're buried. ABC doesn't want to hinge whatsoever in the lawsuit, and neither does Prospect Park, which means that none of those characters can be resurrected at all either. And we're going to see Delia pop up from Ryan's Hope this week again on General Hospital, which I think is lovely.
Oh, we are? Okay.
Yeah, Delia will be back on Monday, and she'll be here for a couple of weeks. Which is lovely. They went back and gave us just a little sneak peek into what had happened to Corinth from Loving. We've heard over the years little snippets on characters that had been in the city, and not to be able to, you know, possibly just give us a snippet, or even originally they wanted to pull in Vincent Irizarry and have him in the Tessaline storyline as Dr. David Hayward. And not being able to do that is a crime. He's a great actor. That's a great character, and it would open the door for other legacy characters from them to come in, pop in, do an arc, and leave, and still whet our appetites and give us a little idea of what happened after the show was, you know, after we stopped being able to see it.
I mean, I think, you know, if they did bring in David Hayward, it would be a good tie-in. It would. You know, I've always said that. I mean, them bringing in the actor would be interesting, and it would sell. You know, I always thought it would sell.
I can finally say the whole background to that. The only reason that they brought in Victor is to fill the storyline that they had originally written for David Hayward to come in.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's how they brought back in Victor. I mean, it worked okay because it's cast ungenerated anyway, and they're all coming back.
Oh, my God.
September.
Oh, we have calls. Oh, okay. We have calls.
Excellent.
Our partner in crime is here. And,
hi, guys.
Hey,
guys. And 773 is on, too. Hi, guys.
Hi, it's Margie.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome,
hi.
You guys.
Sorry I was late today. Sorry I was late tonight. I was watching Girl Meets World. Do not judge me, okay? Do not judge.
I'm not. Well,
I am watching Girl Meets World.
How was it?
Don't judge.
How was it?
It was really cute. It was really cute. Oh, my God. It was. Boy Meets World was my world, like, back then.
Oh, my God.
I was a 90s kid.
What happened to 773? Did we say hi to her?
Oh, no, she's still here. 773 is still here.
Hi.
Okay.
It's Margie. It's Margie in Chicago.
Cool. We are so glad you guys called in. What did you two think about the Emmys?
Ridiculous.
You really
want to know?
Yes. Yes. And you swearing.
Lord,
you have all the swearing.
The red carpet itself was a hot, hot, hot mess. That was just a hot mess. A 2-year-old could have done better than that. And that's saying something.
Yeah, if he would have had Emma and Spencer, it would have been
and
so much
and
more
Cameron
interesting.
And Jocelyn and Cameron would have done a better job.
Spencer was the doll. Oh, I love
Spencer. Talking about the kids, did you see Miss Minnie Becca Hurst in the background? Her daughter was on the
track. Oh, my God, yes.
Fine,
no.
Spencer. Uh-huh.
No.
No.
Yeah. She was standing behind Spencer when the group was, and he was in the front talking to somebody. She was in the back. You could tell.
Thanks, Lenny.
Little Ella.
Was Spence talking to my Uncle Sonny?
Wait, what?
So.
I think, it was a hot mess, and I just can't believe, you know. At least I had us doing the red carpet, you guys. Just send over us, and we would not have it for a hot mess. All in favor of us. All
right. Like, the girls didn't even know anything about
anything.
Well,
anything.
Period.
They were retarded.
And it's so funny because somebody goes, 99.9% of the fans at least know some more than half of the people that were nominated. You know, even if you didn't watch the show, you know who they were. Or at least do your
exactly.
Do your homework. You know, if you didn't know this person, you know, because you didn't watch the show. Because not a lot of people watch all four shows, you know. So, like, with me, I know most of the cast for all four shows, because I watch all four shows on and off.
Yeah.
But if I didn't, watch Bold and the Beautiful, I would have done my history to know who was nominated, who this person was, who they played. So at least if I talked to them, I would know, you know, get by with half of it, you know, bullshit my way through it.
You know, and she actually asked him, are you dating a black character? And I was like, oh, my God, she didn't just say that.
Yes, she did.
And then she went, and then she said, then she had the audacity to say, once you go black, you don't go back. I was like, oh, my God, you did not say that on,
mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm not a prune, and that didn't even help.
It
didn't make me forget. I was like, this is horrible. Horrible.
Horrible. And, like, I'm not a prune. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a prune at the least. But there's just some things you don't say out loud.
Right.
On camera.
Well, exactly. No, you don't.
I'm like, you want to say it behind closed doors? That's fine. Whatever. There's just some things you do not say, and that was very unprofessional. They were very unprofessional. And I showed them how to drinking game. So.
Next time, call me when you guys are, like, having a drinking game, okay? I want to be in the drinking game. I want to get my full glass of the wine.
And I try to walk And honest to God, Celia tried to walk away. But she couldn't. It was like a train wreck.
Yeah, it was.
Well,
it was horrible.
Sometimes. Oh, so yeah, April, I wanted to tell you, April couldn't be here tonight. But she wanted me to tell you hi, so.
Oh, hi, April. We're going to miss you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now that everyone's here. What does everyone think about this not having a show next week because it's the 4th of July and won't most of us be out, like, doing the fireworks and stuff? I want to do...
Hang on, I'll be right back, guys. Hang on.
Okay.
Let me see if you're... Yeah, I think you're right. Let's just, you know, shelve it and come back the following week. Wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I'm having consensus here because, you know, I thought about it because, you know, it's supposed to be July, and, you know, I thought, oh, well, Anthony gets really cool fireworks in New York. I'm jealous of. But, I know.
Well, Anthony may or may not be on TV that night. I went to see the pre-taping performance of Mariah Carey, and I was right there in the front. She was, you know, so I may be on TV that night.
Let us know. No, I'm not allowed to play with fireworks. I could set things accidentally on fire or probably, like, break things. So, yeah, people don't want to call the, do fireworks. I mean, unless you guys think it's a really good idea, then I will light a couple of fireworks just for you guys and see if I can kill myself or not.
No,
I don't think that's a good idea at all.
No. I thought it was a fireman. Don't do that. No.
There's some hot firemen around. Who cares?
I joke all the time when the fire, because there's a firehouse right around the corner, and when they're out in the front doing their thing, I'm like, my kitchen's on fire. Hold on.
Damn, I might just set my house on fire on purpose.
Exactly, that's what I mean.
I gotta
go home and set it, but my kitchen's on fire. Hurry up, boys.
Man.
Help me.
Help me.
They're making a pattern.
Hey, I want a sticker, too.
I want a hat.
Professional.
Has anyone ever gotten fireworks accidents? Like, has anything bad has ever happened to you with fireworks?
No,
I got my
eyeball almost taken off.
One of my friends blew three of his fingers off when we were in junior high, and I never played with them again.
He did what?
He blew three of his fingers off on one hand.
Oh, my gosh. What was he playing with?
Yeah.
What was he playing with?
An M80.
Oh, no. Oh, God. That's like a little bomb.
Yeah, when you see the carnage of that, you don't ever want to play with them again.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Professional.
Wow.
But then again, I'm also from New York, so I can literally, I live in Staten Island, and it's a 2-minute walk to the beach. So I can literally stand on the beach and see them, so, you know.
Is that legal there?
It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And
is it legal for you to do that there? They don't care?
If you have, you know, food or open container, then they'll bother you. But otherwise, no, not really. I mean, the beach fills up with you know, people coming from Brooklyn and things, too, to just chill out and watch the fireworks. And that way you're not in the mass crowds in Manhattan.
Nice.
Okay, well, I'm back. Sorry, that was my bestie. She was calling me. Her kids have baseball game tomorrow, so she told me where they were.
Cecilia, while you were gone, we've taken a vote not to have the radio show next week because it's supposed to be the Lion, and everyone wants to go. You know, but people be safe and don't do anything stupid.
Yes.
Exactly.
What did everyone think of Dade this week? Because let me tell you, last week I missed you, Anthony, because you were not on. But the cake fight of all cake fights. That makes me want to get in a cake fight. I keep watching it.
Can I do the I told you so dance? Sammy knew, Yushi knew.
Uh-huh.
That's first off. And secondly, I loved it this week. I am so glad it's the end of Daniel and Jennifer. I love both of them separately, but as a couple, they are just nothing. Yeah,
they're I agree.
Happy this week. Mm-hmm. What happened?
They are boring.
What? Oh, they
are boring. They dragged out a little too long getting Jennifer and Eve into the room together. I understand
yeah.
why they did it, but it took a little too long. It was a little, by the time it actually happened, anticlimactic. But with everything that was on with Sammy and Abigail, I was like, okay, you know what? You want to drag us on over here? Then I'm fine with that. Give me a little bit more Sammy.
Exactly. I was so over freaking Jennifer and Eve. It's like, get it over. Who fucking cares about your shit right now? Get back to the good shit.
Yeah.
Does everybody
exactly.
think Jack is Paige's daddy?
No, okay. Okay, I've done some research
mm-hmm.
for people. I've taken the liberty of doing this because I have no life and I would vote, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the timing of it all is just not right.
What?
You know, I thought the timing of it could be. But the more
mm-hmm.
I looked into it, maybe it's not. And April was on Hill because these are dates, you know. But Anthony, how long were you watching dates for? Have you been watching
I've been watching dates since, 94 maybe.
Okay.
I've watched dates all my life.
Yeah, me
okay.
too.
Yeah, but no one remembers Eve. I mean,
I didn't know who Eve was. But I think she was a little bit, because I'm only going to be 33, so I think she was right before my time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she was before my time, and she's gone.
So, I mean, that's why, I thought, okay, maybe they are going to go this route with Frankie being the father, because there are rumors that Billy Warlock might be back on Days.
That'd be great.
Awesome.
I mean,
there
are rumors. I'm not saying it's true, but
who's that other face they were showing that were saying they're trying to replace EJ, but he's too young? And I'm like, who the hell are you?
He used to be AJ. Over and going to high school for a while.
No,
yeah.
I know, but
so
he was AJ when Sean left the first time.
But what
character on Days would he become?
One at a time.
I mean, yeah, I know, it gets hard. But what character on Days would he become?
He would be Frankie.
He would be Frankie. Frankie was the same guy from Baywatch.
Yeah,
one of you can fix my memory. Isn't Frankie somehow related to Billy and Austin?
No.
He's part of the Brady. He was adopted by the Bradys 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and his brother.
Was on B&B?
No, not Benji.
Max.
Max was his brother.
Yeah,
Max.
And he's on board in the Beautiful right now, so. And there are all rumors that Melanie, is coming back to Days of Our Life.
Yeah, they gotta get somebody because once freaking Allison Sweeney leaves, it's gonna be hard for me to watch. She's my girl. It's gonna be so hard to watch that show.
Yeah, but
her.
I have a feeling she's gonna, I have a feeling she's gonna come back. I do. She's always saying she's missing it, so, maybe they will be together.
Well, they also said Chloe's coming back. That's
the
big
one. Oh, I didn't hear that.
Me either.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Well, they're trying to get all these people back to probably
fill the void for
Madison.
Right. It's going to
have
to
somehow.
So they're trying to bring all these. I mean, but Dave is good about bringing their vets back, you know, time to time, you know.
I remember back in the day being so freaking sad when Billy left. I was just like, no, because I loved Billy way more than Hope. I know so many people are Hope and Bo fans, but I freaking loved Billy, and I was so sad when she left.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, there's a couple of epic fails going on at the moment. They're not using John to even, like, to his slightest capacity.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting mad. I love Drake.
It's sad. And it reinforces the idea of why Peter Weckl won't come back to even just close out the storyline, which I was hoping that they would come to a deal and he would at least come back for a few months just to close it out, but no.
Well,
and looking at how they're using Drake,
he said,
I understand why.
Well, he said he would close it out. So.
What happened?
I said in an interview, he said that he would come back just to close out Bo, but they won't, you know.
Which one?
Called him or whatever.
The original, they had sat down like 2 months ago, from what was reported, and
yeah.
It stalled again.
Basically,
like, what are you doing? You obviously don't have any other roles, so it obviously can't be about money, because you're going to take money when you're not working. So what the hell is it about?
I actually think I agree with him over the show, which hardly ever happens in my mind in things like this, but the integrity of the story and the character itself, they don't seem to have any care for that at the moment, and he won't come back unless it pays homage to the legacy that was Bo and Hope, and that is the character that was Bo.
Well, then we'd better just off him then, because I'm sick of the bullshit. I'd rather just have her hump Aiden, in my opinion.
Me too.
Like, I love her shit, so.
Me too.
Okay.
I'm voting for that one.
What kind of comments do we have on YNR this week?
I haven't watched
it,
okay? I don't want people to yell at me. I did have a hand the time. So I don't want to hear any yelling, but I haven't watched it, so, and I don't care. What happened, I will watch it this weekend, but no, I haven't watched it yet. I'm a bad host. Okay. There.
You'll probably end up using your fast forward button a lot.
Oh.
Well.
I tuned in for a day, and I haven't tuned in for freaking years, and I tuned in to YNR for a day,
okay.
And I was just like, whoa, is that the old Paul? It's still the same Paul and what's your butt, and then so-and-so's his kid. I was just like tripping out.
I do like it that now we finally know that Paul and Dylan are father and son. I think Christine the bitch needs to go. Bye-bye. Go.
Thank you.
Someone help me. Go fuck yourself. I don't know. But she just is gay on my last little noobs.
Yeah, she's pathetic, kind of.
I haven't watched it in years. What's she done? Because I haven't watched it in probably 10 years. What'd she do naughty?
She's the same cricket. But she's family.
Didn't
she
cheat on him like years and years ago with one of Victor's lawyer people or somebody? I can't remember.
Well, no,
I remember
Christina
not liking her back in the day, but I can't remember why.
Well, Christina has always been with Paul or Danny, right, you guys?
Maybe it was Danny. Right. Did she have an affair with Danny back in the day or something when she was married?
Yes.
A little while, too.
She was supposed to marry Paul when they were hit by a car. Yes, my Phyllis is driving. And that's the reason why Cricket didn't marry Paul.
Yes.
She's a bug.
Yep. You know, like last year when they did that whole let's get Cricket and Paul married. I'm like, what in the fuck was wrong with, what was up with that? Because, You know, it's not like she's on every day, and when she is, you wanted to slap her. And come on,
thank
she's
you.
Like, oh, she's like 43, and she wants to try and have a baby. Okay, I don't know how old her age on the soap is, but I think she's past the giving birth to a kid thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, your eggs are fucking hard-boiled by now. I'm sorry. There's no way.
Get
eggs.
Get down.
Well, I mean, I guess it all depends on how you turn you decide to look at it. Because on a soap opera, you know, one day the kid is four, and then the next day he comes back and he just graduated from high school.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
You know, we have super sperm with funny. I mean, you know, if he even looks at a woman the right way, she's going to get pregnant. So,
oh, yeah.
Really, honestly, you know, it's very subjective in soap world.
Well,
I just remember when a couple of years ago, Dave even tried to get Marlena pregnant, and I'm like, okay, wait a moment. She's really old to get pregnant.
Oh, I don't
so
remember that.
Yes. So that's why
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, you know, should we stop this? But what else do people like on YNL this week, people?
The big thing is with Paul, with the transplant with his son Dylan.
Well,
yeah,
I'm confused too, because I haven't tuned in forever, like I said, but the whole Sharon and whoever that chick is.
Yeah,
everyone said she's dirty and like a bad girl, and I'm like, who the hell is she? And then how did Sharon lose her memory? I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Well, it's called
she has shock treatment.
Let me tell you, too, also, I am so over this, what did Stitch do, and what did they do together? At this point, it's going to be so anticlimactic, whatever it is. I mean, they were hinting that he killed her son somehow, and then they had an affair. It's going to be so anticlimactic with all the hype that they put into finding out, and it's boring. It's absolutely boring.
See, I don't care. I don't care what my man did. If my man did something, I don't care. I don't care. You know what? Half of the town had done something. Okay. So really, whatever he'd done, it's not going to matter. They have dragged this out by making sis and kill the brother and sister. I was right all along. I think they are brother and sister.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I agree with you. I think that's exactly where they're going with it. But the whole did they or didn't they have an affair and all of that is just horrible. Because if you were going to go the route of him being of them being brother and sister, which I actually agree with you, and I think that's what's going to end up coming out.
Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. I could be wrong, Anthony. But the way they are going.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they are going, this seems like that's where they are going with, you know, I don't know.
Speaking of incest, well, I guess we figured out Paige and JJ aren't brother and sister.
yeah.
I thought it might be incest at first, and I was like, uh-oh, you're Jack's long-lost freaking little
cousins,
back.
At least.
Yeah.
They're cousins.
What?
What?
Then they're cousins.
How can they be cousins?
Yeah. Everybody,
Rewind. Stop. How can they be cousins?
Okay, if she's Frankie's daughter, then they're cousins.
Right.
If she's Jack's daughter, then it's incest.
Right.
But.
Oh, God.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wait. That doesn't make sense. Because Jennifer was with Frankie, so she wasn't related to him.
Exactly. Frankie is only adopted by the Houghtons.
Yeah.
They're cousins by adoption, which is the first thing.
Well, then that even you can hump, because you're not blood related.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was the same thing we were saying about Maxie and Levi, if he turns out being Max's son. They're not blood related, but it's still just creepy all around for them to go that storyline.
Yeah, I agree, but at least you're not blood related, if it all comes down to that.
I know. I wish he'd go back to Australia. Levi.
I wish another car would rip around that stupid scene they keep telling us we're godly of, where, you know, where Patrick got hit, and Levi will just be standing there and get knocked the hell out. Which, if you look really closely, it's the same set where they killed Hope, not Hope, what the hell is her name?
Right.
Star's daughter, and Cole.
Who was Star's daughter?
Cole, yeah, what's her father's name? Marty Slavik.
I'd love to see Nathan.
His name was Cole.
And then him hit his head and, like, you know, accidentally died from a brain hemorrhage or something.
Hmm.
So she's like, hmm.
I just hate every moment of him. He looks like a poodle. He sounds like a really, really bad version of Jax or Robert Scorpio. And he's just,
Who are you talking about?
Wait. Who are we talking about now?
Levi.
I'm lost.
Levi.
Oh, Levi.
Levi.
Yeah. Oh, I want to kill that son of a bitch. I want Sonny to accidentally... Gently put it down on Levi. Sorry.
There's room in the background, I think.
Oh, my God.
Why can't Dr. O just, you know, just chloroform him and pop him in one of the ice pops, please? Freeze him when one of the ice pops are coming out.
You know what? This is an idea. They could put him where they're keeping Luke. The real Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that'll work.
Because, okay, I mean, that storyline, I just found out, because Anthony Gary did an interview. We won't know until October, people.
October.
Well,
do you have any of you guys seen the newest rumor?
Oh, wait, he's on vacation for the summer. That's right. Luke doesn't come back.
No, it's because he needed more time and recover from the back surgery or hip surgery or whatever kind of surgery he just had.
He had back surgery. But he also gets his annual vacation as well.
Exactly.
He usually takes all summer off. Yeah, but I don't know. They just got to stick Levi someplace. I don't care where. No. Him and Todd, well, I'm sorry. What's the name?
We could put Levi in the the wall, you know, by the dock, and someone kicks him in the dock, you know, and he goes over, and he doesn't know how to swim, and he drowns.
That could work.
Why don't you
marry
yourself on the
Horse of
Swords and we'll never see him
again? Remember, this is
he can swim to Australia.
Well, this is one character I cannot go after for interviews since, you know, I've kind of said every bad thing about his character. Just remember this, you guys. I cannot go after this interview with Levi because I would get myself in way too much trouble.
We had discussed 2 weeks ago. Kimberly McCullough is coming back for Robin for another limited visit.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Hendrickson is not gonna be playing Robin. And they'll probably do a horrible job yet again. She'll pop into town, and they'll find some flimsy excuse to get her back out as well. Hopefully,
at least
like a couple
now,
of scenes with Emma.
Kill her all.
Who's going to be Jason?
Yeah.
Yep. Billy Miller. But which Jason is he going to be? Jason Morgan or Jason Quartermain?
Quartermain.
Morgan.
I want him to be a little bit of both.
Well, true. Oh,
that's
and I just want to say, yesterday's scenes with Spencer and Sunny was so...
And Carly and Jocelyn?
Yeah, so adorable. I want the wires in the palace to be be that we want more of that because it was so cute. The way Sunny was helping Spencer was so cute. I was just like, aw.
You just love Sunny.
I love him. He can do anything. I love him.
Thank you.
And what's up with your thing with you're posting Dave and you're like Sunny's girls and you post men?
Yes.
Team
MB. He's the greatest. And after all, they were hugging. Big deal. I'm going to tell you.
I know, but like, how is that Sunny girls when you're posting Dave's people? I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Okay, those things I get from like other Dave sites.
I know, but why does it say Sunny's girls?
That's who writes it. That is
the
writer of... No, yeah. Her name is Sunny Goods. She writes for Dave, so, you know, I just...
Oh, I was so confused. I'm like, the only Sunny I know is Will's little husband. Like, how are these Sunny's girls when you're posting pictures about Ruth and EJ? I was so confused.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't downplay my Will's husband as Will's little husband. He is adorable and he is wonderful, and any man would be lucky to have him as his big old husband.
Oh, you love Sunny. He is cute.
Yeah, I
adorable.
Love me some Sunny. I absolutely love
me
some
Will,
Sunny.
I
love
Will, though. Like, I like the original Will. Like,
okay,
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, Will, the Will... No, the new Will? No, they haven't recasted. That was someone else on Wednesday or whatever. I thought they got a new Will in, but I used closed caption, and they said Dale. So that wasn't Will.
I thought he went up to him and said, what's up, Will? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? There's a new Will again? Like, I don't even like the new Will, but you just redid it again?
No, so
Well, look at poor David Tom. The role will be played today by Burgess, whatever my name is.
You
oh,
love
I thought it wasn't. Okay. Anthony, I'm calling you a resident sub person here. Okay, why is it that Y&R, and sometimes, yeah, Y&R, you know, does the voice of a who's the new person. But sometimes Days of a Life in General Hospital, when they have a recast, they don't have that announcement like thing.
Days never does anymore. They used to back in the day. Days never prepares you anymore.
No.
Yeah, the only time General Hospital will do it is if the character is being played temporarily.
Well, they used to do it in the 90s and 2000s. They just
well, they also used to show you the next day, and they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, so, you know, back in soap opera history in the 50s and 60s, there was a lot of that went on because they were live. They were done live or they were filmed literally the day before. And, you know, if an actress was, you know, deathly sick, she had the flu, whatever it would be, you'd hear, it's, you know, the character of Jesse Soper is being played by Lee Merriweather for today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Y&R tries to, and Jill Phelps is very much, you know, old school in that realm, and I think that they try to remind everyone that they, you know, that they're classic soap, and you know, General Hospital is revolved around the mob. Days of Our Lives is known as the out there storyline show, and Bold and Beautiful is the location one, so they're the classic soap.
Well, you know, I wish they would do previews. I mean, General Hospital still does previews for the next day. Y&O does, but B&B doesn't.
General Hospital still has previews because of the deal that was made with ABC like 7 years ago for all three shows as far as advertising.
Yeah, previews.
It's actually advertising dollars concerned. So if you realize the first minute of General is usually a recap of the week before of the show before.
Yes.
And it's because the advertisers had went to ABC like 7 years ago and said, you know, we don't get people keep turning the channel, so you have to time your soap differently than the rest of the shows. facility and the other two channels, so that we get, you know, our products get seen, and they made that deal. So if you watch these, YNR and B&B, they're all timed the same, but General Hospital is timed differently, and so is One Life to Live, so that the advertisers would get full and maximum potential on those shows.
Bang for their buck.
Yep, basically. Which
well,
they
can still prepare you for a new character.
Out of our 38 minutes, we only really get 36 minutes worth of show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine never knew that.
Yeah, it's all about the advertising.
Mm-hmm. Which we fast-forward through. Ha-ha, thank you, DVR and TiVo.
Yeah, I couldn't live without my TiVo.
Hell no. I'm so, like, it drives me nuts watching commercials. I mean, sometimes they're funny, but very rarely. The Super Bowl, and you're like, yeah, but no.
But I read it. If you watch the advertising, it's better for your show, for ratings or something. Did the advertisers approve of it better if we really watch the commercials?
Because I never watched the
liminal messages that it's just like, that's why you want to go eat a bag of chips or do whatever. It's just all crap. Or it's all drugs because America's on so many freaking prescription drugs. So it's like, oh, yeah, take this drug to cure this. But then you might have, like, 25 other side effects. So it's like, I think I'll just deal with my issue rather than that shit.
Yeah, whenever those stupid commercials come on, my grandma calls me, and she goes, she's like, thank God I'm not on that and that. I'm like, Grandma, stop watching the commercials, okay?
Yeah,
you don't.
They make you feel like you're dying, or you're going to die, or if you take something, you're going to have 10 times worse symptoms. It's like, well, fuck it, I guess I'll just deal with what I have.
So what did anyone watch B&B this week?
I did, and I never have in my life.
I watched it.
Occasionally. I think the show is
true. I watched all 5 days this week. I'm proud of myself. So I'm back.
You watched Days?
I watched B&B.
You watched B&B?
Born and Beautiful.
Okay. Here's my opinion on B&B. They missed the ball with Allie. They need to make her batshit crazy. And they keep teasing us with it and then pulling her back because they think that we like this cute little Allie's never been kissed with Oliver storyline.
Yeah, I know.
We'd rather see her batshit crazy because her crazy moments are her best moments. Quinn has gone off the deep end, and I absolutely love it. And everything else this week was shit besides that.
But I do. I don't know why I like Deacon and
Oh, me too.
Deacon and Quinn.
Yeah.
Is that the one? Is that the one where they like freaking somebody disappeared for a while and came back, and then there's two brothers competing against the same chick?
Yes. Very good, 503.
And what's your butt? The brunette, the mom, she's psycho. And she used to be on, like, One Life to Live or something, didn't she? Something.
She
hospital.
Used to be on
Hospital. Yeah.
Okay, it's so funny. Whenever I see Deacon and who on and out, I keep thinking, you guys belong in General Hospital. AJ. And I'm like, you guys belong in General Hospital together. But you guys are battle chemistry on B&B.
I love Lois and AJ. They were so funny together.
Yeah,
like,
so
if you
did
throw AJ, Lois, and Brenda, it was like bickering siblings. So I was like, oh my god, it did not click that they, you know, because I'm like, I know who Rena was because she played Lois, my favorite Lois.
Yeah.
And before Sean, like, I knew about, and it just didn't click in my head until I saw him. So we were all talking about it, and I just, it never, like, clicked until I saw him. I was like, oh, my God, that's Lois and AJ.
I'm, like, fast-forwarding until they're on. I'm so sick of Hope.
Me too.
Oh.
Me too. I'm like, when is Steffi coming back? Let me Steffi and Leo.
Well, I, okay,
no,
there was this rumor that Steffi is coming back. I don't know how true. I saw on one of the websites earlier today. I forgot to check it out, but someone said she's coming back. If anyone
me
else
too.
If anyone
else
that's
has, my girl.
Yeah.
Steffi's coming back in October.
Okay.
She's filming another season of her around the world travel show, whatever. I never saw it once. Didn't care for, you know, even knowing about it. But she's filming another season of that, and she'll be back in October.
Okay. Needs to come home. It's to the point where I'm like, I love Jacqueline that plays Steffi. I love her to death.
Oh, me too.
If she doesn't want to come back, that's fine, whatever. Recast, because Steffi is very much needed on that show, you know, as a Forrester, you know. And I'm all about from Team Forresters over here. You know, I was like, we need more Forresters on the show.
I'm glad Thorne's hanging around for a bit, or he's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Me too. You know, and that's what me and a friend of mine were discussing. It's like, he was in the basement for all these months, all these months. They took him out the basement and then sent him over to
Paris.
Over to the pond, you know, over the pond.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, what was the reason of bringing Allie back if you're going to send Thorne over, you know, across the river, you know, I mean, across the ocean?
Maybe they thought they needed, you know, more young people. I mean, I don't know.
My point is, if you're going to age his daughter and bring her on the show,
why
send off the father? You know, it didn't make no sense to me. It's like, just keep her the same age if you're not going to show Thorne anyways. Most of us that watch B&B know who Allie was and who her parents were. But for newbies, they wouldn't know who was, you know, who her dad was.
When I
don't get that they had in the basement for months, I am so happy Thorne's back. I was like, oh. And I am so happy because I watched all 5 days, which is very rare in my household.
And
I didn't have a feeling to throw up. But even though I did roll my eyes at Brooke, that's okay. Because I always roll my eyes at Brooke when she opens her mouth. So I was like, whatever, Brooke.
Does anyone miss Taylor?
You know, I thought he was coming back for a longer stint or whatever. Because he was on one day and then she was off. I mean, she was back for like 5 minutes and then she was off.
They want her on recurring. And supposedly she wanted a regular role. And that's why she was no longer with them.
You know,
she
needs to go on the show that I watched. I don't know why I was watching the show about plastic surgery, but it's called Lost. And it's a show about people who get screwed up with plastic surgeries and they fix them. And I think they need to go fix Taylor's plastic surgery.
Oh my God, Bobby needs to go on the show.
Bobby's.
I know.
Bobby
would
Monica's.
They screwed Bobby's up terrible.
Well, I know.
She
looks
like a duck.
Yeah, but Bobby's the fun. I mean, Jackie's the fun of also. So I'm being good.
I love
Jackie. Well, no, she had no. She there was an article out, and I think it was Jackie that said it. Like. They messed up her face.
They messed
it up.
I love her. I wish she was back, Bobby.
Well, she is coming back.
She needs to come back permanently.
Yeah, that's what
thank
I think
you.
Too.
Yeah, thank you. Especially that they're throwing the brownstone in, you know, so prominently in the next couple of months.
Oh, I love it. I love the brownstone.
Brownstone? I love it.
The brownstone's coming back?
Yeah.
Michael and Morgan were talking about it last week.
Michael and Morgan were in it today. And so was Kiki.
I didn't see today's episode.
It's the brownstone that they're fixing?
It's the brownstone they were fixing. Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah,
thank you, Anthony.
They're bringing it back. Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, when it's restored, it's going to be Michael, not Michael, Morgan, Kiki, Britt, and someone else. I forget who the fourth person is living there.
Brad?
No, not Brad. Not,
Nathan.
Thinking of names.
Nathan.
No. What's his name's daughter?
I thought it was some other building they were fixing up. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Anthony.
I miss the brownstone.
I did too. There were some lively characters in and out of that place over the years.
Someone else refreshed my memory. What was Kelly's exit story?
What am I for? What?
Remember Terry, her husband, was cheating with Lucy Cove, and he turned out to be a murderer. How did she end up leaving the show? I don't remember.
I don't remember, Kelly.
Terry,
yeah,
I
remember. Well, why did she leave the show?
Her sister in real life is Crystal Bernard.
Right.
No one remembers
right.
how she left either. I used to love her.
Me too.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I don't remember why.
I don't remember either. And I'm a nut with it.
I don't remember her.
You know what house I would love to live on the soap, though? I wouldn't mind living in the Kiyakas Mansion. That, I would not mind living in.
No.
I wouldn't mind living in, you know, the Houghton House. The mansion on Zeno Hospital.
I always wanted to live
the corner
in the
maze
in the penthouse that everyone lived in that had the secret room.
There's a secret room.
Jocelyn is my hero. That's just all I'm going to say.
Jocelyn?
I love that little girl.
Me too. I love Spencer.
Really?
I love that little girl. She called Franco a psycho, and I'm like, you're my best friend for life, kid. I love you.
I almost spit my soda out.
The little things, you guys don't understand, the little things make me very happy. Like,
yeah, like,
Franco calling
I know what
Franco
you mean.
A psycho.
I know what you mean. The little things make me happy. Like, when I saw that scene with Carly, Sunny, and Spencer and Jocelyn yesterday, it just did something
adorable.
For my heart. Like, I'm like, yay. I want to see more of that. Can someone make that happen, please? Can someone let someone
happy,
know
please.
To...
Can I'm
someone
like, let... going, Uncle Sonny! I was like, aw. She calls him Uncle Sonny. I was like, aw, I love Jocelyn.
Uncle
Sonny.
Uncle Sonny, can I borrow you a water boat? No, I'm sorry. That was cute.
Just speedboat. Yeah. Carly's like, no.
That's pretty cool.
Sonny's like, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
Glenn's Island.
Hey. I mean,
does anyone remember when Carly and Sunny did it in the limousine after visiting
yes.
Michael?
Yeah.
I watched that scene over and over
keep
like a little hole. I love
I
it.
I saw that on tape.
You do?
I love it.
Could my hero
nice
boy having it on tape. I love Sunny. And you know what? I'm so sick of people calling him a moodoo and all that. I'm
thank
done
you.
With that. You know, thank you. You know, you're welcome and call in anytime because I need a Sunny level on here.
Oh,
okay.
I adore him.
So what if he opted AIDS? You know what? To be honest, if it were me, I would have opted AIDS years ago. So,
me
really,
too. Ladies, my sister's calling from the mental hospital. I gotta go.
Okay,
call.
Bye,
call back in if you can.
Okay.
Okay.
you know, because there's the Frank Smiths, there's been so many, Zakara.
Yes.
I mean, they're saying about the mob influence is bullshit because they've had so much in the past. I mean,
thank you.
Why are they always picking up money? Of course,
thank
coffee,
you.
And I drink
you
a lot.
You better call in every week because I need my sunny girl.
You got me.
My backer up. Oh, by the way, happy
me.
Birthday.
Thank you
happy
very
birthday.
Much.
I know everything. I know everything. No.
Oh.
But no, I get mad that people on Twitter say, oh, he's not done this. Okay, people. You know, AJ and Sunny didn't have a love relationship. Let's just all remember that.
It was bound to happen.
You know, like, bang, bang, bang. You know, I want to see more of bang, bang, but, you know, ask anyone. I'm kind of in the violent side of the soaps. Who was really... Was I love the mob, and I want Duke and Sunny to go look back together. I want Duke and Sunny. They make one good-ass team, along with
they
Sean.
They sure do.
And if Luke ever gets back from wherever the fuck he is, I want Luke on Sunny team. I don't want 20 years of a friendship destroyed because of this with Sunny and Luke.
No, they should be best friends forever. But
yeah,
they're like losers. You know?
Yep. You know, but there's one thing they never really talked about, and I wish they did. When Jason died, I just wished Sunny and Luke had that conversation. I wish Luke would have said, are you okay, man? You know, your little brother died, but there was not a conversation for that. But... What is everyone think that's going to happen on Dave this week? I hear Wraith does something unforgettable, but I think someone else has a more bigger plan to get AJ in jail.
Really?
In jail?
What do you mean Wraith does something unforgettable? What does that dude ever do?
This is my DVR set.
Okay, Wraith.
Huh?
Wraith arrests Wraith arrests EJ at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
So what? For what? Being with Sammy? I mean, for being with Abby?
I don't know why, but that's what happened. But I think someone that we all love and know tipped off the police, and that's who I think is getting their revenge.
Really?
Huh. Well, it was cute today because, like, when they saw each other today, he's like, what's wrong with you? I know when something's wrong with you. Like, he still knows her. So I was like, he's so freaking cute.
I love him. I like his soap show that they used to have at night.
I think his character sucks sometimes, but he's so nice to look at.
What was it called that night? They had an on. There was the real life. They had Galen on with his wife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was kind of annoying to me then when I saw him in real life. I'm like, he was just, like, kind of a worthless father. And she was kind of a worthless mom, letting her kids bounce all over the couches. And this is what they do when you're gone. It's like, really? I'm working. You don't have control, and you want another one? No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you're mine. You know, like, get it together, chick. You stay at home and do nothing.
I mean, I think it's okay for kids to go jump on grandma and grandma's couch.
No, it's not at all. It's about respect. I don't care whose couch it is.
What I mean, if the grandparents allow it, they don't care. With mine, don't. They are like, okay, go jump. You know, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not into that crap. Like, I don't know. I'm
it's
all about letting a kid be a kid, but, like, not when you're destroying shit. Like, I'll buy you a trampoline and you can go jump outside, but you're not jumping on my freaking... No, my bed's my domain.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, my parents don't care. My parents are like, so we will have the grandkids over. So go dump it. Go dump. You know?
Yeah, I know. I don't even like my kid in my room. Get the hell out. This is my area. No. Stay out of my room. You have no business being in here.
It seemed like we had rules growing up. But when my sons were born, it seemed like the rules went out the window. I mean, with their grandparents.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like...
Well, my grandma, you know, wouldn't let her kids eat in the family room. And then I went and put popcorn in, you know. And I asked him, grandma's like, yeah, of course, go. And my mom and my uncle looked at my grandma like, wait a moment, you never let me do that. I goes, yeah, but they are
exactly.
The grandkids. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, but that's what bothers me, too, because it's like the parents said, try to set ground rules, and then grandparents will override that, you know? And it's just like, no, what I say goes. I don't care if you want to be grandparents full of mutton or not. Like, follow the rules that I set, you know?
Well, no, it was at my grandma's house, so, you know, my mom didn't care. You know, she just said, do what your grandma said, and... You know, but at our house, no, we were not allowed to do that either. But I think some grandparents just buy their kids off, and that is not good either.
Mm-hmm.
That's
not either.
If you guys go on my Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
At Daytime After Dark, I put a bunch of links for the promo of the wedding for this week up.
Yeah. Oh, goody. Thank you.
Yeah. Because you're on my Facebook page, so.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so you can look on that because I thought if you got bored.
I just want to know what the hell he's getting arrested for. Like, what the hell
are
they getting him?
I don't know.
He hasn't done anything. Like, what are they getting them on?
I have a crazy question. In EJ, the Lanier Mansion.
I
love EJ
what? I'm half Italian, so I love the whole the Mirror Mansion thing. But they have a fireplace going all the time, right? Why were those pictures not in the fireplace?
Shit. Like, once you got them and then Nick was dead, would that not be the first thing you did was destroy
Thank
them the
you.
First time you saw them? Like,
totally.
This is stupid. Like, Mr. E.G. Demira, seriously? It's called cover your tracks. What do you
cover
what
your
reading?
Ass.
Would you, like, rag off to them periodically? And like, there was no reason to keep that shit. Nick's gone. All evidence is gone. Why would you have that when you had Nick's whole apartment demolished and destroyed of evidence? Why would you keep that? That's just stupid.
That was not a dumb question, by the way. That was a good little question.
Yeah,
especially
I thought
the
same thing. Like, what the hell? Why would you even keep
pictures?
That?
The one with his hand and her thigh. I mean, the animal was going on.
Yeah, exactly. I've been saying the same thing. Like, are you really that stupid? Why would you keep those around? Like, not only that, his dad had them in his back pocket the whole time because he knew about it. He talked to the doctor when she was supposedly pregnant and all that. So,
you know,
I think
a lot of people,
more pictures
a lot of people,
or more evidence floating around.
Well, a lot of people think she was still pregnant.
She's still pregnant.
Like, yeah, like Stefano covered it up.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of that too,
but...
You know, I mean, come on. If it's a doctor that is paid off by Stefano DeMille, I would go another doctor.
Yeah, but still, it's been so long. She'd have to have been like 3 months pregnant by now.
Oh, true,
like,
yeah.
True, but...
You know.
She's skinny to be, I don't know, the clothes she wears aren't really
Yeah,
appealing.
It all depends. They might just throw it in saying she's skinny, because I honestly didn't really show till I was like 6 months, and I just got a little pooch, and then the last few months after that, then I blew up, but... So, I mean, they could play that off, but I don't know.
My second son, I gained 13 pounds. I had just a little basketball.
No, the not
first one,
13
it was
pounds,
all
that's
over.
It? You only gained 13 pounds?
With the second one.
Holy shit, I gained 50.
I did with the first.
I'm huge.
Totally different. With him, it was a little basketball. My oldest was all over. They thought he was a girl because I gained all over the place.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what she's carrying. Maybe a little basketball.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. She always used to bug me, and I, like, she annoyed me, but she is a cute girl. Like,
mm-hmm.
And now that she's been a little bit naughty, I like her more. Because when she was too perfect, I'm like, you're annoying. Like, you're just too perfect. But now that she's got a little edge on her, I'm like, you are freaking cute.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, she is, and, you know. And, you know, they did the casting really good with Melissa Ridley, you know, because I've seen some pictures on Twitter where, you know, it was who? Abby and Melissa Reed, the Melissa Reed doll. And they all look alike. It's like, it was freaky. I'm like, wow, they did
like
cast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they did cast all really well. Because, you
really
know, sometimes,
did.
You know how sometimes the kid looks nothing like the parents on
Facebook. Yeah.
Well, this one, they did a really good job.
Well, that's why I even think with Parker. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that totally could be his kid. And I was curious if it was because I was like, they have, you know, just the same little
mm-hmm.
face. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, it totally could be his kid.
Now, if
or
I didn't
when
understand
they're so young, like, that's what I laugh at, too, is that, like, when they're so young and they, like, Will and Gabby's baby, and I know Will's blonde hair and super white, but I'm sorry. Those tan jeans come in, and they're more dominant than the little blonde hair, blue-eyed jeans. So it's like, that kid has no flavor whatsoever. She's, you know, she's basically a little mini Will. And Gabby's so beautiful. Like, come on, there's got to be some type of something in there somewhere.
You know, they might do that later on, though. To make
yeah,
them
but,
all
like, you can't really, because you already made her a blonde hair, blue eyed. Like, you're not going to change. So it's like, they couldn't really change. I mean,
they
probably will.
No,
that's the way they work.
They changed Abby from black hair to blonde hair.
What? I've never seen her blonde ever. Gabby? She's never been blonde.
No, Abby, when Abby was a little girl, and her, before this recast, they had her play, like, her hair was this total black hair, and didn't really look anything like Jennifer, looked more like Jack.
Yeah,
oh,
that happens
yeah.
a lot when you're a baby, though, and you have dark hair, and then it turns colors, you know, after you get older, but like, this baby's so white, blonde hair, blue-eyed, like Will, you know, there's no way you can, like, change it to a little dark-haired girl and dark skin. Like, that just wouldn't
not
add up,
no.
You know.
No.
There's no way.
No, then there's. Jocelyn, I think is adorable.
Oh,
the one
me
that
too.
Had that bleach blonde hair or whatever. They had for a while.
Who?
She had like bleach blonde.
Okay.
Did you notice that this one's adorable? She fits more of the curly daughter.
Yeah, she is. And, you know, I just love how she says, hi, Uncle Sonny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I mean, Mosey agreed with me. I think we need more Spencer Sunny scene because I think it's time for Spencer to know the other part of his family, and that is Sunny. And
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they are so cute. I mean, the way he was trying to help Sunny get up off the ground, it made me laugh. I'm like, oh, you're so cute.
Okay, I have a quick question. I have a quick question because I haven't watched it for years, and I just, like, tuned in because of the show to other ones so I could, like, somewhat know what you guys are talking about besides the one I watch. So, and I did used to watch Sonny, but he was always with Brenda. So he had kids with somebody else?
Kids, yes.
Quite a few.
Every time he looks at a woman, his spoon pops up.
Okay, but him and Brenda never had a child?
No.
Wow. No, and that was, like, his love, though. Like, he, well, I mean, I remember watching it back then. Like, that's who he, like, truly loved.
Yeah, I mean, now that we know of, they could, you know, they could put this out there one day, Mozzie, right? And like,
they could.
That's
true.
Yeah.
But remember Lily, his,
yes.
What's his name? Okay, the father had to marry her or whatever.
Yeah,
she
and
blew
got
up
bombed.
In the car. And,
that was awesome.
He was supposed to be pregnant at the time, right?
Yep.
Well, then he had my sweet little Christina with Alexis pinned against the wall. He had her.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Oh, that was
hot. Oh, God, yeah. That was hot.
That was hot. And then he had one with Sam, and her name was Lila. Only
she
died.
Yeah, but Lila was not meant to be. So.
Not meant to be. She died. And Jason had to bring her the bad news. Okay.
Oh, God, yes.
Then
he
had Morgan with Carly, but he adopted
Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And then he
had... Jason really named.
Yeah. You know what I keep saying?
Oh, my God.
I know,
you have 10 kids?
Well, about... But you know what I always thought? But I know, you know, Alexis had Molly with Rick. But I always thought, he has Molly, too, because Molly and him have a really
Me
good
too.
Relationship. But, you know.
I was
I miss Rick. I never thought I would say this. But I cried when Rick died. I don't know why. Maybe because I thought, oh, God, now Sonny just lost Jason. Now he's losing his actual brother.
Everybody.
And I was in tears.
Yeah.
Okay, here's where I'm confused, too. Sorry to interrupt you. That dude that plays on Young and the Restless now, that's Luke's kid, he was on with Son. Wasn't he like Sonny's right hand? For a while?
He was Jason.
So what happened to his kid?
He died.
He has a son.
He died. Okay. So I was just I was getting confused. I was like, him and Victoria, like, swapped shows.
Right.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So I'm not crazy. I was just like, wait, what? You guys are swapping shows. Okay.
He left General Hospital because he moved to Tennessee to be with his family to get away from the Hollywood scene, whatever, or something.
Yeah, and he lived in Nashville.
Right, he lives in Nashville. And GH would not work around his schedule. Like, they wouldn't do a Miller with Young and Restless. And that's how he got the job with Young and Restless, because they were more liberal with his schedule. But it seems like he's on all the time. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I was so confused. I was like, wait a second. He used to be with Sonny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like his brother.
And now, Yep. And now he's... But, I mean, I like it that they did make Paul and Dylan father and son, because had they made that Ian Road for life, I would have balked.
Yeah, and Nikki, she was basically married to Victor, as old as he is. Like you basically had an affair, obviously, with Paul, because, I mean, he's freaking Nikki.
No, that was before Victor and Nikki's time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Victor cannot say a damn thing because he's had kids. Well, he did cheat on Nikki, so Victor has nothing to say about this, in my opinion.
No, I just didn't know. I hadn't watched it for so long, and I was like, well, wait a second. You're, like, Nick's age, so obviously something
technically,
happened.
He's the oldest. Technically.
What's his butt? Dylan or whatever his name is? Okay.
Dylan.
It goes Dylan, Victoria, and Nick, right?
Right. Exactly.
And Victoria's on the other show now.
B&B?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
whatever it is now. The original Victoria.
I like this Victoria, too. So, I mean, Heather Thomas doing really good over at B&B, though. She had, you know, people were upset that she did not win the Emmy. But, you know, the funniest thing I saw online about the Emmys, and I don't know if you guys saw it, about Irene Davidson. All it took for her to win an Emmy is to rape a priest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that Kristen?
Yes.
Kristen. Being a
I don't know their real names. I'm bad with that. But, yeah.
That's all it took.
Irene Davidson, Kristen. Oh. Now, she's coming back, supposedly.
Yes. Yeah,
she's back as
like
Ashley.
For a 12-week stunt on Days, and then she's also coming on YNL.
Huh.
Well, she's
now, Tracy
floated a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's another question, trivia for you. Is I don't know the real names, but Jennifer on Days.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is she still married to Ryan on Young
yes.
and the Restless?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's
for 20 years.
Yeah, he was so hot. And what happened to his character? Why isn't he an actor anymore?
They had him go to jail because he had an accident with a patient years ago.
Oh, I kind of remember that now that you say that.
When he was living
he died on YNL and on General Hospital. That's what they had him do.
Oh, I only know him from YNR, but
he
is so freaking cute.
I thought he was
just wondering if they were still married.
Oh, yeah. They've been married for, like, 20 years.
That's cool.
Yeah,
they're actually both really cute people.
That's adorable. But
they're so cute.
Now,
I mean, Jennifer, for being, like, what is she, like, 50? Probably going on 50. She's so adorable. I mean, her character is annoying, but she's like still cute as ever.
Mhm. It's a character, right?
Mhm. Yeah, she's still
just like
super
years
cute.
Ago
she's...
with Young World Turns. I don't know if you watched it years ago. There was a girl, Lisa, Eileen.
Yeah.
Eileen. What's her name? Folsom. Eileen Folsom. And I loved her, only she was a bad girl. And my mother used to say the people that hated her is what made her a star. Because if you could hate a character, they're really showing the depth of their acting.
Where yeah, it's like you love to hate them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. They play good. They do a good job. They play their character well, you know.
I mean, that's why I love Britt. I mean, people always say, how bad Britt is, blah, 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 blah. I love Britt on the New Hospital. I'm like, she is so funny.
Yes.
And, you know, she's done bad things, but who in post-holes hasn't done bad things? Come on, people.
No, she's a bit of a back
funny,
to where I came from.
In real life, we'd be in so much trouble if we did have to shut these people down.
Exactly.
We wouldn't. You know, but
it's easy. We'd be in so much trouble. This is such a fantasy world. It's funny. It was like, wait, what? How many times has Sammy been in jail or on trial or whatever, whoever, in whatever
it should
be. Like, we'd be done for in real life.
You got more than the three strikes, you're out.
Yeah, you're done. You get too many parking tickets, you're done. Let alone shooting somebody in their head, you know.
Exactly. I mean,
red light tickets in Chicago. It's so hard to
How is your weather actually in Chicago right now?
You do? I live here. This is my born and raised forever.
No. I'm saying, how's your weather there right now?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's right now. It's hot. Of course, but we've had storms all week. And
you guys
get
good summers?
Oh yeah, we get hot summers. Humidity.
Oh good.
It's right now.
Super
today
cold
was
87.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
bad.
Yeah, super cold winters, and then you do get good summers.
Mm-hmm.
I
how
long
is your summer?
We're
when does your summer start? Is it like 3 months, like Oregon, or is it like 4 months? How long are your summers usually?
Usually they start like in June is really when it's supposed to start. It gets hot. But it seems like lately we've had two. We go from freezing cold to hot.
Huh.
But this year, we've had summer. I mean, not summer. We had rain in June like crazy.
Me too.
Usually, I don't know where all this rain comes from.
Well, that's
why
I'm like thinking. I'm like, I think that like since June's been so bad, I mean, for Oregon anyways, I'm just like, that we're probably going to have good weather throughout like September and October because our summer's just going to be, you know.
Right. We didn't have a spring to put plants, so we didn't know what to do. It was cold one day, and the next day it's raining.
I agree. Mine are in so much shock. Like, my mums are blooming right now. And I'm like, you're not supposed to bloom till September. Why are you blooming right now?
Oh, no.
They're so confused.
Really? They are. They don't know what to
do. Yeah. They're so confused. Like, it's a fall flower. That's not a spring flower. What are you blooming for right now? But whatever.
I've always wanted to go to to Washington, like Seattle area. My father's gorgeous up there.
Yeah, Oregon, Washington, they're very similar. Yeah.
Yeah, I live in Seattle, and I grew up in Oregon.
I
would love... I would love to go to Oregon for the 1st of July. I would love it, but maybe next year. But I would love it because growing up, I've had so many good memories. The 1st of July in Oregon is just funny.
So what part of Chicago are you in?
Midway Airport. Let's see, there's downtown where the Sears Towers and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I'm like 20 minutes southwest of there.
Okay.
It's
so how
Midway
close
Airport.
To Illinois is that?
We are in Illinois.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
My son,
I asked the wrong question.
Okay.
That was a stupid question. Okay, so yeah, Chicago is the only really big city I know there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're 20 minutes shy of that, you said?
Well, I'm still in Chicago, but I'm 20 minutes southwest of downtown.
Okay.
Like where the lake is, where what is it called, Navy Pier. That's the fireworks we used to go to all the time, on the lake, because they run it, but the city does, and the fire department's there or whatever, and they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
When my dad being a Chicago fireman, I was always afraid of that stuff because he used to tell me horror stories.
Wow, I'm sure. Firemen see so much stuff because they see everything before the paramedics do. They're first on the scene, so they see bad things.
Yeah.
And they help till the paramedics get there because paramedics are only there for transport.
Mm-hmm.
Firefighters are, and that's why I always I went to 911, you know, dispatch school. And I was just like, why the hell are firefighters the first time? Like, I don't need a firefighter. Like, I'm not on fire. But there's so many more firefighters or fire trucks versus ambulances that they're first on the scene because they're trained in that field to where they will save people until the medics get there. And medics are only there to transport. And I was like, oh, well, that makes sense now that I know. But
you know, people times I got hurt and whatever, the fire department right away. You know, I don't need a fire department. I've hurt my arm on the oven. I have MS, and I dropped the grill, you know, the grate in the oven, where you slide it out. The shelf. Well, I dropped them there and burnt it. So I had a firehouse like 2 blocks away, and I called up and I said, if I walk over here, will you fix my arm? Well, I know soon the guy's talking to me on the phone, and right there's a fire department right in front of the house.
Yep.
No, lady, you're in shock. We're taking care of you. You know, I didn't even know. And he says, sure, you're going to go walk into the firehouse. Yeah, smart girl.
And
it turns
then you see him, and you're like, oh, I'm so much more hurt than I thought. Can you help me?
Your father would kill us if we found out he didn't even take care of his daughter. He's trained the guys, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't tell my daddy. But that's why I'm afraid of fireworks. I let the fire department, I mean, the real people, over. Well, Comiskey Park, you probably heard of that, the White Sox?
Yeah.
Okay. They have a beautiful display for, well, after all the games usually, but for 4th of July, and it's a lot safer. So what do you want to
do? Well, yeah. But, you know, I mean, at least,
so living in Chicago, hold on, sorry. Living in Chicago, were you ever fortunate enough to go see Jordan?
Yes.
Hello,
Michael.
Awesome.
That's awesome. So you got to watch him play?
Yeah, them and my Bulls, I mean my Blackhawks and my Sox Bears. I hate the North Side.
That's freaking awesome. I'm so jealous. Like, I'm so lucky I was alive to watch him, but I've never seen him live, and it's just like, dang, he was so pretty to watch.
Yeah, he was so
young.
Good.
So pretty.
Think about it. He was young. And
yeah.
23.
No. And I'm not even attracted to, you know, black people, but I think he's so freaking super cute. So cute. Best smile. Just like Denzel. I was like, you guys are just good-looking boys, or men, whatever.
Yeah. He sure is.
Yeah, he's so freaking cute. That's awesome you get to watch him. I just had to ask that question because it's just like, people were auctioning off just the court he played on. You know, when they redid the court, it's just like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we used to have the amphitheater in the Chicago Stadium where they would play it. And then they closed those down and built the United Center. And I want to see Dee Rose. I got to see, I want to go back again.
Yep, how cool. That's awesome.
I will, if I'm physically able to, I will love to.
Yeah,
I would love to see Michael Jordan and Magic and Larry Bird all on one.
Oh, never get them. I just love Magic. I mean, there's never going to be another MJ ever.
Yeah, I mean, I did like Larry Bird too. So
yeah, I don't know. There's no one that can ever compete with my MJ. Like, LeBron, you're good. You're all the way around, but you're still not my MJ.
I don't want him here. He's
no,
a free agent now.
No, I think he'll go back to the Rockets, honestly.
Really? I hope that he better not come here.
No, I don't see him going there at all. I see him going back to the Rockets because they really want him. So, but I don't know. We'll see. Who cares? It's football season now.
I cannot wait for football season.
Oh,
me neither.
I mean, since I'm the home of the Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl, Sam.
You sure are.
We are going again. And we are winning again. We are going to bring it all home next year for the people. And if we don't, I'm going to be humble again. Oh,
very
I loved
good.
It. I loved it. I mean, I want to go stalk the football players. Like, I want to go find out where they live, and I want to go stalk, like, Wilson and my favorite players and...
Well,
24.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of...
Sherman.
Yes.
Sherman, right?
Yes. Yeah, I want to stalk him.
Richard Sherman. I was calling him Sherman Williams, like the paint. Shit. I was like, Sherman Williams. I'm like, no. Richard Sherman.
Sherman somebody. I couldn't think.
Yeah. I wanted him calling the paint. Sherman Williams.
But no, I love him. I love him. He's like my favorite player. I love him.
No, he's awesome. He's a fast little sucker, for sure. I like when they do the camps for kids. I think that's so awesome and so, like, influential. Like, I wish I could afford it, send my kid there. It's just, like, basketball or football. It's just, like, that's so good of them to, you know, to be professionals and take their time out and help kids. Like, and it's so cool.
They
like,
bum rip with all the money they make, but they give so much back to the community.
Oh, way too much. I'm sorry. A doctor or somebody deserves way much more. But, yeah, it's or a teacher or, you know, they deserve the salary you're getting, not for in a game. But,
But they give a lot back. And I would have loved
it. It's like ridiculous amount.
The bulky camp, they would have been great.
Well, and, you know, and most of them don't even give back, and that's the problem I have. Like, you don't even, I mean, some of them do, yes, but the majority, like, I mean, you blow it away. You're dumb idiots that end up bankrupt if your career's over and you have nothing to show for it because you just, how could you over-splurge millions of dollars? Like, I could live off, if you can't live off $1 million for the rest of your life, you're a freaking moron. And they have millions, and when you don't even give back, like, you're just a selfish F to me. Like,
exactly, because
you're worthless. You have no life skills whatsoever.
Well, they're saying 5 years of the bankrupt. I mean, what do they buy?
To go bankrupt. That's what's even more funny. Like, if you get retired or, you know, injury that ruins your career, whatever, you still have millions of dollars. And they still pay you no matter what. Till the, I mean, military people don't even get paid till the end of their life. And they serve their country.
Yeah,
you know? So for you to play football and you get injured and you still get a paycheck for the rest of your life is unfreaking believable. When people sacrifice their life and either die or be injured or amputated or whatever, and they don't even get fucking shit compared to what you have.
Exactly. It's very
That's sad. It's disgusting. It's like, it's freaking disgusting. Our world is...
Well, I don't get it.
Just like you play a sport, and then when you're lazy and go off the bench or do whatever, and you don't even, like, you guys are the worthless, no way could you deserve that money.
Or they're injured, like, why get kicked out? They're sitting there in their suits, and they have good suits set, you know? You know, they're getting a paycheck.
The best of the best.
And jewelry and everything, and, you know.
Well, not only that, it's just like they're all cheating on their wives. They're, you know, I mean, not all of them, obviously, but so many of them are,
so
like, unfaithful and just, like, I would never date an athlete. Like, you're traveling, you got all your groupies that want to throw their panties at you. Like, I would never trust that or be happy. Or not only that, if you have a family, like, oh, okay, here's your daddy. You see him 20 times throughout the year because he's always gone, you know? Truth, I'd never want that life no matter how much money you set me with. I don't care about
that. Just watch him.
Yeah.
I marry him more. Just watch him.
Yeah, there's no way I'd be happy. Money can't buy that.
So, Seattle Seahawks, they're going to do it again. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
I know who to root for.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's pure. So what are you doing for your birthday this weekend? Are you doing anything fun?
Me? No. Talking
yes.
to you guys.
Is it your birthday today?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, happy, happy birthday.
Thank you. Spending it with my dear friends, with my folks.
There you go. That's all you need.
Yeah. My baby, my youngest son, was my birthday present. And he's not home right now, so I don't get to see him. He's in the Army, so, I mean. But, welcome.
Where
is
he?
Here. He's here in the United States. He lives in the Afghanistan. You pray all the time. He doesn't have to go back. He's home, thank God.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I'm sure you were worried all this time about him, and now that he's home, then you don't have to worry about him anymore.
It's such a relief. This Army, I mean, the soldiers, like, they're injured so bad, and they get nothing, really.
Oh, Steve, and you got my comment, and I didn't even know you had a soldier's son. I was like, that's bullshit. They risked their freaking lives, and you don't pay them freaking one iota compared to what
it's death.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying then more than anyone. It's just sickening. They don't take care of their family. They don't take care of their health. They don't take care of nothing. It's like they fucking, the reason we're sitting our ass right now is because of them. And you're not going to pay them? Are you serious?
We are going to have Max from Zen Ohio on here in a couple of weeks.
Really? You
know that? Yes. My service to myself and you is I'm going to get Sunny on here if it kills me. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I will do it.
Because
I love Sunny. He's like probably my main reason that I'm still watching Dental Hospital because he's so hot.
Oh, God. You know what? Men suck because the older they get, the hotter they get, and we get, like, uglier. Like, it's not fair.
It's not fair. Granny does not like them at all.
They get so cute the older they get. Even with salt, I call it salt, but grays, like, they look good. And we're like, oh, my God, I got to go dye that. Like, no. And they look so cute that way. They suck. Yeah. We just get fatter. Yeah. It's just rotten.
You know what? I just figured out we lost our other partner in crime. I just didn't realize it until now.
You can't have too many partners in crime.
So, yeah.
So, we have Felix and the regular show. So that's why we skipped 4th of July.
July 7th, we will have the hunky, the sexy Lucas here from Zeno Hospital.
Lucas is his real name?
No, I don't remember his real name. All I know is he's sexy. I wish he wasn't gay on the show because there's so many things
real?
I would like.
Oh, he's just gay on the show?
Yeah, but if, there's
that'd be, I think about, like, Sunny, especially since there's been so many Wills on days. I'm just like, he's so freaking hard, like, especially when you're super straight, like, to just make out with random guys, because honestly, I don't care what you are, but I do fast forward the scenes, because it grosses me out. I can't watch it. But,
oh, not me.
If you are, that's totally fine, but I still just can't, honestly, I fast forward through Jordan and Rafe scenes half the time, because they're so, like, vanilla. But, so it doesn't really matter if you're straight or gay. But, like, it's just not a hot scene to me. So I'm like, fast forward, I don't know.
Yeah,
I like Kate and Grace.
What?
Kate and Grace. Do they go over hot?
Yeah, they're really disgusting.
Really hot.
Yeah. I used to love Sammy and Rafe, but, I mean, they were cute together. But
they're cute.
They were.
I mean,
they complimented each other well.
Mosey, you know when they have the Nuisance Ball and they have the five guys dancing and, you know, taking off their clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. That did.
Yes. Was that hot? We had.
Yeah,
that meant
mm-hmm. time for a cold shower. I had a pause and take a cold shower and then go back washing, and I had a pause and take another one. So, no, to myself, I should have, you know. But mm-hmm. I give water for free here, so it's not like my water bill will go up, so.
So we had another scene like that.
What are you talking about when Days did the stripper scene?
When
Zeno Hospital. But when Days did, it was hot, too. When Days did, too, it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when Days did.
It was funny with
Peggy
McKay in the audience with Days Brown.
Okay, here's my question, though. Do you think freaking all the dudes have bald chests on that show, or do you think they waxed it or something? Because there's, like, no possible way that somebody doesn't have freaking hair on their chest. Like, especially Rafe. He's a hairy guy. You can tell.
Yeah.
So for him to have, like, no hair on his chest, I'm like, he has to get rid of it somehow. He's got to have, I don't know. Like, why are they all bald chests? People, right? Everyone's bald chest. Everyone, when they take their shirt off, they have no hair whatsoever. Like, that's not real.
I bet you. Well, when I get one of the guys on here, I will ask. I will personally ask, because now you got me curious.
Please.
Yeah,
please.
That's not real. Like, that's it's not, I mean, most men have freaking hair on their chest one way or another. Whether it's their treasure trail or around their nipples or what, they have hair. Like, nobody has a bald chest like that.
I started looking at pits lately because it seemed like they're even doing their pits.
Yeah. I'm just like, no. Like, I whatever. This is my opinion. I was like, hated hair forever. Forever. I was just like, I would never be with a hairy chest guy ever.
Really?
And then now I'm, like, addicted to it. Like, I love it. It's, like, my fall asleep. Like, I love to rub it and, like I love to grip whatever. So now I can't imagine living without it. So looking at it with all those guys with bald chests, I'm like, what the fuck? There's no way in hell all you guys don't have hair on your chest. There's no way.
Do it, Carly. I really need to know that answer.
Okay.
Well,
of course I will,
your
brain
doesn't have it either.
I mean, I know it shows your muscles more and shows your definition better when you don't have hair, but at the same time, there's no way all these guys have bald chest.
Very good point. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I will ask.
Thank you.
I find that in an interview, you have to go for the question the people want. So my peeps won this question answered. So I will deliberate because I believe in
be like,
you have to,
obviously you wax your chest, don't you? And they'd be like, like, honestly, when my guy does it, I get pissed. I'm like, wait, what the hell? That's like my go-to, like, feely, like, caress it shit, and when he cuts it too short, because, I mean, it does get out of hand sometimes, it grows long, and he likes to cut it short, because he does have
true,
a very nice chest and, like, stomach, but I get pissed. I'm like, you cut that too short, I will not touch you for a freaking month. Like, I like that. So, I don't care what everyone else likes. I like you, like, hairy.
As a man.
Yeah.
A man's a man.
Exactly. Like, what are you doing? No, I love that.
Hmm. God didn't put hair on our chest for a reason, right?
Yeah. And on our chins and lips.
No. Really? I'm not fair.
That's why I was like, I could never go on Survivor. I'd be so freaking hairy.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. And I have dark hair, so I was like, oh, my God, I can never go on that show. No. I'd be so freaking hairy.
Leave me off of there, too.
Like, that's what's funny. My armpits wouldn't, because my, like, I'll be hairy everywhere else. My armpits won't grow hair. Like, I'll get, like,
really?
Five hairs, maybe. But everywhere else, like, my eyebrows, my freaking mustache, my arms, my legs, I would be so hairy.
And okay, then say the purse was left. Who left the purse? And somebody had to go return it. I would be caught dead without my purse. Well, I was. When I got hurt and I ran to the hospital, I didn't have my purse. And they kept me overnight, and I didn't like the idea because I didn't have anything, right? What woman leaves her purse?
Never. Unless you're just totally stupid. Not paying attention.
That's not nice.
You watch
well, I'm just saying not paying attention. If you're not, you know, you make mistakes. I've done it. I've lost my ID or whatever, but mistakes happen. But most of the time, it's just like, no, that's your life, and you know where it's at all times, and you'll still get home even if you have to walk in the pouring rain or whatever, but, like, you still have your life with you.
Who left their purse today? Or was it just on the show?
No.
Abby? No. Abigail?
Abigail. Because she's dumb. She has no comment.
At her age, she forgot?
Yeah. And at her age, like, I was 10 times smarter. Like, no.
Yeah, me too.
No way. I'm sorry. I'm sick of people giving 20-year-olds excuses, you know? Like, no, you're 20-some years old. There's no excuse. You're grown.
Yeah.
When I lived on my own way before that age, at 15, I still didn't act as stupid as you. So, you're pretty freaking stupid.
Lip gloss, phone, something you're going to have in your purse that you're missing? I mean, oh, well.
Yeah.
No, girls are with their lip gloss, whatever. My day is
I don't know.
That was funny, I thought. Chris, the cat looking at me. Why is she yelling at the TV?
Because I need to at this moment. Just say it back. I'll see you in a little bit.
So, do you love our Sunny or no?
What's that?
Do you love our Sunny or no?
You better say yes.
I didn't hear
it. Did you hear about Sunny on? Yeah,
I've always liked him. But I liked him back with him and Brenda were together. That's when I loved it.
On the beach.
So cute. And she's so cute. They were so cute together.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was the one that wanted to leave General Hospital, and then she went on 90210, and...
Right.
Yeah, and then she went on that Vegas show.
Yeah, and
right.
Then she came back, what, 2 years ago, a year ago, and the writing sucked for her. I'm sorry. I mean, Marzi, were you impressed? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I quit watching it after she left. I was, like, bummed, and I just loved them so much. I mean, they were chaos, but they loved each other, and that's what I loved about them. It was a love-hate relationship between them, and once she left, I was just like, that's kind of when I quit watching it.
What about The Wire?
Yeah, The Wire, that day of The Wire, I lied to my mom. Yes.
Oh.
I lied to my mom and said I didn't feel good and was believing a lie. And I got to stay home and watch. Yeah, I had to. I had to watch.
What happened? I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
I don't think so.
Oh, she wanted to leave the business, which there is no retirement policy, believe me. You're in, you're in. And she wore a wire. And he found it on her body.
Oh, I do remember that, and that's when he was just like, oh, like, you're not my woman. But holy shit.
Yeah.
That was heartbreaking.
So you called and say sick that day. Good girl, girly.
Yeah.
Well, I know school was important, but it came on the two, my last class for the two. But the bus took like 45 minutes to get home, so I knew I was going to miss it. So I just kind of said, Mom, I don't feel good. And she's like, fine, stay home.
Yeah, that's when you said press record or set your stupid VCR to record it. But then, and yeah, I did the same thing in high school. I used to get out at like 3. I'd get home at 3:30 when days used to be on at 3. So I'd catch the last half hour. And it was good enough that I knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't matter. But yeah, I get
well,
you. Back in the VCR days.
Well, if I set the VCR for like, because Olive didn't have a stupid timer, so I would have to let it go all day.
Record the whole day, yeah.
Yeah, and
then
by
the time it comes on, the tape's out.
Yes, exactly.
And you're like,
my
fuck.
Oh, and how many damn times did staff during General Hospital the tape was full?
Okay, I'm going to say, and is this the three of us? I'm sick of Obama breaking in for something, okay?
Thank you. Did he talk at a different time? Like during the news?
I mean, you know, it always happens between day, the general hospital show for me, and I go like a little crazy maniac.
Me too. Me too. I mean, there's plenty of time to talk, not during the soaps. I mean, you know.
No, talk during your fucking news station at noon or at 4 or whenever.
Yeah,
like,
I mean.
Talk during the news. Why, unless the world's exploding, why do you have to freaking break our TV?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, that was Jeopardy, too. Talk then.
I remember a couple of days ago, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, when they had a school shooting here. And I know this sounds bad, but it happened at 3:30, so all the soaps were done. I'm like, thank you, God. And I know how
thank
bad that sounds, but I was happy.
I know. I've got direct TV, and we have storms, and it has to fail during a soap opera. You know, it couldn't fail during the news. No. Yeah. Oh, we lost the satellite. It's up in the sky, you idiots, you know. How did they lose the signal during the soap opera?
No, I need a credit on my bill.
Thank you.
You screwed up my friggin' show.
See, I'm stuck with Comcast, though, you know, which is like a pain in the ass. I don't know if you guys ever had a deal with Comcast, but dealing with Comcast is not fun, but it's the only thing because I live in an apartment and we cannot have DirecTV or anything.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, at least you can get cable.
Oh.
But look at the positiveness.
Well, how I do.
About not being able to watch TV, and there's a way worse situation.
I know. But hey, it's my show. I can say whatever I want and complain.
Yes, it is.
I know, but in reality, like, you fucked up my show. In the meantime, somebody has an 8 in 5 days. You know, like,
this thing called free speech.
I'm so bad. I will call up my 87-year-old grandmother, and I will just rage at her. You know, I'm interrupted it again. This is an abomination. Make it go away.
Thank you.
And she goes, and she's like, what? I'm like, grandmother, interrupted it again. Okay, make Obama go away for today. And, yeah. She's like, I can't.
Sorry, baby. I can't.
She's like, I can't. But I know, but, I still have to watch Big Brother. Has anyone watched Big Brother yet?
Yeah, I have. In the first episode, I was just like, this cast sucks. I don't want to watch it. And then I continue, you know, I took a break. I was just over it that night. And then I watched it the rest of the night. And I'm like, okay, you're getting better. And then once they brought on the other eight people, I was like, mm-hmm. okay, this is going to be good. It, like, mm-hmm. it looks a lot better now. More interesting. Me too. I like the second one too. I was like, oh, okay. And what's his butt? Super cute. He looks like the guy from the Hurt Locker.
Doesn't he?
He does. I'm like, you're fucking cute and you're a beefcake. Like, he looks just like the dude from the Hurt Locker. Whatever his name is. But
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah. He's like, he looks so much. Do you think he looks like him too?
Is exactly what I said when I saw him.
How funny, because when I saw him, that's what I saw. And, like, you look like him.
Oh.
Like, you're stuck.
Well, I keep you around all the time.
Yes, we will love you long time.
On your own.
Yeah.
So, Will, I didn't know whether or not I'd get into that one, so I was waiting to hear reviews from you guys, because... No.
Yeah, it's kind of always the same. You get a new cast, and you're like, I don't know, you know. But there's so many twists on this show and so many other aspects that I think is going to make it good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the chick with blue hair. I think she's super cute. Joey.
Mm-hmm.
I like her a lot. She's got great character, just great charismatic, you know. She's cute. I like her, and then my little Hurt Locker dude, Caleb, his name is.
Well, last season...
I was
season,
wondering.
What did you say?
Last season?
No, I was just, I mean, I thought they were going to pull it, like, to bring back someone from last season, or the
no,
season
I'm
kind of
glad they didn't do that, because they did that in the last couple seasons. So.
Yeah, and I was hoping they never, ever, ever, ever bring back Amanda ever, ever again.
Oh.
No, no. Yeah, I agree. She was awful.
Yeah.
Like, she made the women's species look awful.
Exactly.
Oh, God, that was bad. She was just an awful, evil human being.
She was
vile. And then so was her stupid pizza boy. Like, cut your hair. And
it's not the 70s anymore.
But we better be nice, because Marjorie, they're coming on Big Brother this summer.
Who is? Oh, they are really? Are they still together?
Yes, they got married.
Nah.
Okay, fine. Nobody,
really?
Nobody, yeah.
I didn't picture that lasting whatsoever.
Really? But Marley, they come to that for the summer, you know, that club or that, that little place everyone works at. Yeah, the Big Brother cast will be on board in the Beautiful.
Really?
Really.
Why were they going to be in?
Because CBS owns Big Brother and owns B&B, and it's like, you know, PR for both.
So why would they put them on a soap opera? Like, that's stupid. And Bold and the Beautiful is so short anyways, you don't have time to throw the stupid freaking moron Big Brother people in there.
Well, they are going to, and I don't get it, but they are.
Huh.
Did you see Maya when she got in the shower with Rick?
No.
Yes. He's in the steam room, okay? She sneaks
he
in
not
out.
On Caroline.
She's married to Caroline, who is pregnant, but they haven't released it yet. And he's doing the steam. So his wife, he thinks, puts his arms or her arms around him and starts to rub him. Turns around, and it's Maya. She drops her towel. First she kisses him, and because she really still loves him. and that they really had something. They do a flashback of when they met and when they went on a rodeo drive with their shopping spree in it. And
I like Caroline and Rick.
I do too. I liked them together before. Yeah. But now that he's with Caroline, I don't like Caroline's heart broken.
Exactly. And see, he's only on maternity leave for a couple of weeks, but she just has a baby in real life.
Oh, she did? She has.
A little girl. You know Noah from Y&R? Yeah, they got married or they got engaged and they just had their little baby like last week. I know.
Aw, thank you. I knew she was new, but I didn't know what she
God did. Help them. Have fun having a kid, especially in this day and age. Good luck with that. Have fun, all you baby makers. No, I'll pass.
They were using a fast forward, but that scene I had to see. I stopped them from fast forward.
Well, no, I mean, I have days where I'm like, okay, should I have a baby soon and I? And like, my cousin and my mom are like, no, it's okay. Skip it. You're fine. You're being smoked. I'm like, okay.
No, they're awesome when they're babies, but then they turn freaking 8 and then 12 and then just jerk of the world. And especially now, I wouldn't tell anyone to have a baby now. It's like they're not even babies. There's no kick the can. There's no hide and seek. There's no jump rope. There's no normalcy whatsoever. They're just like high on video games and their phones and just it. No, fuck that. I would never tell anyone to have a child right now. The world is a piece of shit. It ain't no Little House on the Prairie. If there's a Little House on the Prairie, you know what? Have 10. They're normal kids. But now they're just entitled little bastards and think the world revolves around them. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't tell anyone to have a baby right now.
No, baby.
That's just my opinion.
The other thing, my girlfriend is a 3-year-old, and she couldn't wait for her to start school. Please.
What?
Yeah, she's a stand-alone mom. She got her.
Slow it down.
3 years
enjoy
old.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah,
please.
Enjoy it like babies. Like, you don't get that shit back. Once they're in school, then they're learning everyone else's habits and all the naughtiness.
Oh, I go, my God. I like, when she was here, I was like playing. I wanted to play house, you know, do normal little girl things, right? And she's telling me all about this on the iPad, man. I'm going, what?
Yeah, what are you talking? That's what I'm saying. Everyone's technology bullshit. Like, my kid is 12, knows way more than I do about technology. Like, if I have a problem with my phone, I'm like, you know, fix it, dude. What do I do? Mm-hmm. Or how do I do this? And he just does it in 2 seconds. It's just, oh, my gosh. Like, yeah, it's disgusting. There was iPod, you know, what happened to sucking on a washcloth when you were teething? And, just, you know, just normal shit. Like, you guys are crazy. Or a Johnny Jump Up was the coolest thing ever. Well, now you got a video game set up on your Johnny Jump Up, you know? It's ridiculous. What happened to 20 questions when we're on a car ride or guess this or guess that or have family conversations? Now it's just like TVs in the back of the headrest and like, here, entertain yourselves. And there's no communication. There's no dinner time. There's no chores. There's no nothing. It's just like, if you want to have a baby right now, like, good fucking luck. Because my kid's an asshole right now, and he's 12. So, I mean, and he's, you know, he's born in 2001, and it's just corrupt since then, where he thinks he's 37 when he's 12. And I hate it. I'm just like, I'm glad I only had one, because I don't wish this on anyone. They just are entitled
little shits. They think the world revolves around them. They don't have to do shit to earn anything. Like, it's a battle just to go pick up dog poop, for crying out loud. God forbid you do anything that you're supposed to do.
Well, we added the chores. I mean, you know, I had to do chores. My son's had to do chores.
Oh, I was a slave.
I was a stay-at-home mom, but still, you know. I don't know. I want that time back. And to me, it was just for Ben. And what they're doing now, I mean.
They're assholes.
Just they're
disrespectful, mouthy jerks. Like, I just don't even want to be around them. I just keep saying, okay, five more years. Like, get out of my house, 5 more years.
No,
you know?
I'll go one back then.
I know, but maybe not. And that's what I watched the middle, you know, that show. And she's
like,
they were talking. And they're like, maybe they're act this way so you don't miss them so much when they're gone. And I was
did you hear that?
Exactly. You know, you're so excited to not deal with the bullshit anymore that, like, oh, relief that you're gone.
Really?
I mean, that's how I feel. I can't deal with it now. I just keep counting down. I'm like, 5 more years. I don't have to deal with you anymore. I mean, obviously I still have to deal with you, but you're not living in my house to deal with you, picking up your trails and your stains and your everything that you don't have respect for.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes.
That time is over with. But it seems that way. Well, in my day, they thought us kids were all crazy, right? Back in the 60s when I was growing up. And now, I think
but the worst thing we did was stay out past curfew or something small.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're doing stuff that it's sickening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even on their phone, they have capability that we never had. Like, my mom never let us rent movies, ever, unless she approved or whatever, and we never had cable, never nothing. Nowadays, if a kid has a phone, they can do whatever the hell they want. They can download it. They can watch it. They can take pictures of freaking, you know, pornography crap, like, and save it. You know, it's such a different world.
It is.
To
it's
where
it
just...
It's got to change. It's got to get better. It really does.
I don't know. I think we just are going to kill ourselves off, honestly, because we're just so freaking worthless. They're just
maybe
not.
There's no
reservation
for the moon or whatever, or Mars. It looks like we got to go there.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about it, too, just having a 12-year-old, you know, going on 13-year-old, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh, it's going to come to the day where kids won't even know how to write anymore because everything's fucking on the computer or on the phone or what. They're not even going to know how to, like, spell their name, like, write it out and know how to write because, I mean, when's the last time somebody wrote a letter and mailed it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's what the post office is losing money, right?
Yeah. The post office is pretty much non-existent because everyone's paperless. So, I mean, which is a good thing, recycling ways, but at the same time, like, these kids are going to grow up and not even know how to write anymore. They're going to be like, how fast do you type, you know, or it's just sad. Nothing's personal. There's no voicemail. There's no connecting. There's no... It's just kind of sick, and that's why I'm glad I only have one and I'm over and done with it because I don't want to have another one in this world. And I watched a movie where it